Talk Shoe.
Recorded live.
It's Tuesday night, January 5th. The year is 2010. You are listening to DTR 2010, the podcast, Season 2, Episode 1.
I have been just amazed at how the Muslim-loving, Obama-loving news media has been glorifying Michelle Obama. You know, there has been the magazine covers about how glamorous she is, about how beautiful she is. She's the loveliest first lady we ever had. She's the most charismatic. She's the most glamorous. She's the most wonderful. She's the most beautiful woman in the world. I mean, the stories that are coming out in the newspapers and the media and the television stories and the magazine covers on just how glamorous and beautiful and magnificent the woman that this is.
Oh, hi. I'm so excited because I'm spending the day with the first lady. This is Michelle Obama.
Hi, everyone.
Oh, what does Mrs. Obama want to do today on Sesame Street?
Well, I'd like to have a healthy lunch at Hooper's store.
Oh, well, if Mrs. Obama wants a healthy lunch, Alma wants a healthy lunch, too.
Then maybe I'll rest over on the park bench and read a book.
Oh, well, if Mrs. Obama wants to rest and read, Alma will rest and read, too.
But first, I want to get some exercise, so I'm going to take a walk around Sesame Street.
Oh, well, if Mrs. Obama exercises, Alma wants to exercise, too. Yay, exercise!
If you want your child to have healthy habits, practice healthy habits, too.
Oh, Mama, I'm in fear for my life from the long arm of the law. Lawman is putting an end to my running, and I'm so far from my home.
Oh, Mama, I can hear you a-crying. You're so scared and all alone. Hangman is coming down from the gallows, and I don't have very long.
It's Tuesday night, and that can only mean one thing. It's time for some Double Talk Radio. In Pennsylvania, USA, and Ontario, Canada, here are your hosts, Violet and Double K.
Indeed, it's Tuesday night, and that can only mean one thing. It's time for some Double Talk Radio. And tonight we are all back live in the studio from Windsor, Ontario, Canada, Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania, and Tacoma, Washington. Everybody
yes.
Say hello.
Hello. Happy
hello,
New Year.
Hello.
And Happy New Year, everybody. And we have a request from Scott that we add him into the intro. And yes, we must. We should.
Yes, we should.
We should.
I told you I got to spend more time in the production of the show.
I mean, you know, Scotty is a very important part of our team.
Indeed. He's my Gelman.
He's our Gelman.
Our Gelman. Sorry. Our Gelman.
Your ghost producer is actually a real producer now.
Yes. Yes, we won't get into that. My imaginary friends. Whatever it takes to get it to the air. Well,
yep.
Welcome, everybody.
Exactly.
It is the year 2010. This is your podcast, Double Talk Radio, back live and exclusive on Tuesday nights at 10 o'clock. And we are entering a brand new year, 2010.
Absolutely. A brand new
goodbye.
Year and a brand new decade.
Yes, we say goodbye to a decade.
Mm-hmm.
And
I
for
say
one,
hello to a new one.
Yeah, I for one am excited and anticipating, and let it be a good one, as Isbia says in the chat room. I agree.
Yep. Exactly.
Absolutely.
So we had some commotion before the holidays. Everybody was busy with work and travel and whatnot. And we all, of course, have been following Scotty and Violet's relationship or whatever you want to call it. But they met up again over the holidays, this time in Washington. Do you want to give us a rundown, guys?
Yeah,
well,
we can do that.
I flew to Washington on Christmas Eve and got there about 11:30 p.m. Pacific time. So, and I got to meet Scott's family, and they're totally awesome people. I love his mom. I love
Were
her
you nervous?
Sister. Was I nervous? Of course I was nervous.
You were nervous, eh?
Mm-hmm. But I charmed the pants off of them, so, you know.
The girl that will walk into a bar on a Sunday night and pass her cell phone to anyone, and she was nervous.
Oh, Violet.
But I was nervous that night, remember?
Mm-hmm.
How can we all forget how nervous I was?
Did you have a little bit of liquid courage on the plane?
No, I didn't. Actually, I was trying to get some sleep because, you know, I was on East Coast time. So by the time I arrived there, it was 3 o'clock in the morning for me. And I had been up since like 5 o'clock in the morning.
Okay, so really the only news that we got, other than a brief discussion on Sunday, you know, none of us really did too much for New Year's, but we left you at Ruby Tuesdays where Scott was having a cheeseburger and picking all the good stuff off.
Right.
And you were eating a salad. How did that dinner go?
It went great.
Yeah.
Although Scotty did lose his phone.
Oh, I knew something would happen.
Yeah. So if you guys see a phone on the road.
Huh?
Yeah, and I didn't even realize it was gone until we got out of the movie theater, and I didn't realize it was gone.
No, you didn't realize until we got home.
Oh, that's right, yeah.
So,
So you went to see Avatar in 3D.
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
I had to take off the glasses. Shortly after the first action sequence with the animals.
Yeah.
Violet and Scotty were making a big deal and teasing me way back when we were talking about roller coasters, and I was quite honest with everybody and told you I poop my pants every time I get on one. And Violet gets motion sickness in a movie theater.
Well, yeah, 3D. But the thing was, we weren't going to see it in 3D. The thing was, his sister had said she didn't like 3D movies because of that reason, but it wasn't bad. So we decided to go anyway. Actually, I wanted to go see it in IMAX 3D.
That would have been a trip.
Yeah, it didn't seem to work out with our time. So we went to go to just a regular 3D. It was a really nice theater, though. But anyway, so I put the glasses on, and it was okay in the beginning, and then when they actually get out into the walking around in the planet, and he walks off and he finds those big, huge animals, like the those rhinoceros-looking like thingies with the hammer noses.
Yeah, they're kind of like horses, but yeah.
Mm-hmm. Right yeah. There, I had to take that. Right then, when all that action started, I had to take the glasses off. I was just sitting there getting dizzy and not feeling very good. And Scotty had to have his over-buttered popcorn.
Of course.
Oh, I always have buttered popcorn. I have to have buttered popcorn. Extra butter, ask is. I'm a heart attack. What happened when I get in the theater?
But, you know, the only thing with that is you have to start licking your fingers to get the butter off, and then you're reaching back into the popcorn.
I just stick my fingers in his ear.
Ew.
She likes it. She likes it.
Yeah, I bet she does. I just lick my fingers and stick my hand back in the popcorn. Sorry, Scotty.
Yeah. Yep.
It's all
hey,
right.
That's okay.
Sorry.
If we're sharing popcorn and it, you know, that's okay. The only bad thing is, I think we had like half a bag left because I was eating all the popcorn beforehand. So I was watching. I was doing the previews and I was eating popcorn in the previews. And the weird thing is, I noticed the previews. Some of the lettering was off, and I was like, "Oh, this is 3D." And then.
Wow.
After they do, like, most of the previews, and then they say, okay, put your glasses on. And so they did a preview for, was it Toy Story?
There's a new Toy Story?
There's a new Toy Story, but they did it in 3D.
Oh, right. Yeah, new Toy Story. Oh,
that'd be cool.
No, it was Shrek.
Shrek 3D. Okay. Yeah, Shrek in 3D. Oh, did that.
Well, my boy
that
loves
was like,
Shrek.
I was like, whoa, this is. You know, the 3D aspect was like, oh, this is going to be kind of cool. And then I put the glasses on, and I had noticed that she had taken hers off a couple times. And then, you know, I kind of looked over, and she didn't have her glasses on. But there was one time where she leads the other guy. He's in his avatar. He leads him across. There's like a big, huge limb. And then she jumps. They look down into this crevice or whatever it is. I got sick. I was like, bleh. I didn't get physically, you know,
you yacked
sick.
All
sick,
over
but
Violet?
No, but my stomach rolled. I was like, oh my god, I gotta take my glasses off. So I took my glasses off, and I was fine after that. And I popped them back on because I waited for that scene to finish. And I was like, but once I started watching the movie, I
yes.
really got into.
Sorry.
Oh. No, they're not gonna. They can't lose.
Okay, ladies and gentlemen, if you're wondering why we're a little bit on edge here, we're having a little bit of DTR-friendly competition going on right now. For those of you who don't know, here in Canada, the national sport is hockey. And you'll hear me often ramble on about hockey. And we have a big game going on right now that I am not watching because I'm on the air, so I'm relying heavily on Isbia. With 1 minute left, we're going into overtime again. It's the USA versus Canada in the World Junior Championship, folks, and it's 5-5. On New Year's Eve, I was watching the game when they played. It was an awesome game. They went into overtime, and then they went into a shootout. So it looks like we're going into the same thing again, and it's Canada versus USA. And just so you know, there's four Windsor Spitfires on the Canadian team, Taylor Hall, Ryan Ellis, Adam Henrique and Greg Nemesh. If you don't know them, you'll know them in a couple of years. And on the American team, we have Kenny Ryan and Cam Fowler from the Spitfires. So we've got a good Spitfire mix going in there. Sorry to interrupt, but...
It feels like somebody took my heart and dropped it.
Somebody took your fart and what?
I'm trying to turn on the game, and I was trying to mute the TV, but it won't mute.
Okay, so we have beer commercials during our hockey games, and you have commercials for your gastric problems.
No, it's an episode of The Office.
Oh.
Okay. Oh, I love The Office. Anyway, I got to tell you a little story before we've got a new segment coming up. It's called Let's Get Physical with Violet, and she's going to share with us some healthy living tips and whatnot. Anyway, so maybe I'm the only one that finds this weird, and I asked permission from Isbia to tell this story in the chat room. But You know, women have that little monthly visitor that comes along. And, of course, you need certain things for that time of the month. I'm going to do this with as much couth as I can. Anyway, we went to Walmart the other day, and, of course, Isbia tells me that she needs some feminine needs. And I didn't pay any attention to it. I don't even look in the shopping cart. I walk into the bathroom the other day, and I notice this this sports tampon. They're all this groovy pink, and they're called sports tampon. And my wife just happened to mention that she really liked them. They were very comfortable, whatever. They served the purpose, I guess. And anyway, so it's really cool because, I was sitting on the toilet doing my job the one morning, and I happened to open one of them because Isbia told me there's sayings on the side of the tampons. And sure enough, that you open these things, girls, and before you do whatever you do with them, you get a little bit of a motivational saying from the tampon. I just had to share that.
God.
It's totally bizarre, at least coming from my point of view. But I'm glad that you girls have something in that. Playtex Sport is the name of it. There you go. Violet wanted to know the brand.
Who came up with this idea? Was it a guy or a woman? And going, okay,
I have no idea. You're gonna have to Google
it. Need to, I'm not Googling. No. No.
I'll Google.
Wait till you move to Pittsburgh and you got to go out and buy them.
Allowed to say what I was going to say? Am I allowed to say what I'm going to say?
Oh, come on. I got permission.
Might as well.
It took her. We went to Walgreens, and she's standing in the aisle, and she's pulling things and looking at them, and then she puts one back, and then she pulls another one and looks at it, and then she's like, well, don't want, you know, I'm just like, okay. I had a customer of mine at work, and he had pulled some up, and I said, so it's your turn. He goes, oh, I do this all the time, and, if somebody else does it, if we're around, we'll give the other guy, heck for it. But he's like, I do this for my wife, and blah, blah, blah. And I'm like, it'll faze a lot of guys when their wives go, hey, honey, you need to get me these. For me, it's just a way of life. So if she wants me to do that for her, gives me an excuse. And
I'll trade any chore to get the TV during NFL or NHL playoffs. Man.
So if your wife talks about
on Double Talk Radio.
Yeah. So if your wife needs you to go do that, just make sure you do it as fast as you can. Get the right ones because they'll go ballistic if you don't.
Oh, I know. Heaven forbid you grab the wrong one. I mean, Scott, I mean, do you choose? Do you get picky when you need to blow your nose? I mean, I just grab the nearest Kleenex.
Yeah, I don't go look at boxes going, okay, this one is scented, that one's not scented, that one's got aloe, this one is for this is for that. No, I just grab a box. If it's got a good amount of count and it's really cheap, goes in my basket.
Hey, they actually have reviews on this thing.
Oh, my
goodness. On what, Playtex Sport?
Uh-huh.
Oh, my gosh. What kind of a can of worms did I just open up?
Oh.
And the rating got a 4.4 out of 5.0.
There you go, Iz. Save money. Cut corners on your toothbrush, but heaven forbid. Anyway.
Oh,
Enough is enough. No, no link in the chat room for tampons, please.
Well, maybe Iz is interested.
She's already sold
bacon
on them.
Oh.
Yes, indeed, folks. You are listening to Double Talk Radio. It is Tuesday night at 10 o'clock. We are back, and we are up to our old antics. Isbia is checking that link on the computer as we speak. We are going to have a new homepage, folks, on WordPress. Stay tuned for that announcement. But you can still reach us at kkliveradio@yahoo.com with any comments or concerns. Please no tampon questions unless they're directed. Attention, Violet. Or I can redirect them. I can redirect them to Isbia.
There you go.
Anyway, you can also follow us on Twitter, Double Talk Radio, and Facebook, Double Talk Radio. We'd be glad to add you.
Well, I'll blow your minds real quick. Is there was a commercial, and it was shown twice, about a purple. I'm going to come out and say it, and I probably will get censored. A small purple vibrator for women.
Who's going to answer you?
At the end, and it was on an ad on TV, and the last thing that this lady goes, she goes, you know what? It makes me feel like a woman. My mouth dropped, and I was like, oh, my God, who wrote this crap? And there's like...
It's small, and it's purple, so that goes to prove it's not how deep you fish. It's how you wiggle your worm.
Exactly.
Indeed.
Exactly.
And it comes in a... I think in a small, nondescript box. So you kind of don't know what it is. So if you get it for your lady friend or whatever, you know.
We actually we were talking on the way home that my mother-in-law has some friends that sway the other way. A male couple, let's put it that way, so perhaps they would enjoy it too. I could tell you some stories, but I'm not going to get into it because the show will go right off the wire.
Yep.
Yes, they are. They are, Isbia. They are gay. Anyway, we have a new segment on the show. We're again bending into our female listeners. We've given Violet the go-ahead for a new section on health, wellness, and physical, and all kinds of good stuff. I'm actually looking forward to it because, hey, we got a long winter, and everybody wants to feel better for summertime. So before we totally lose control, let's jump into it with some let's get physical.
Before you do that, I just want to say it's more than just diet and exercise. It's about living a better life. So I'm gonna go out there and look for some great tips about, you know, about suggestions on a healthy relationship and regarding your kids and all that good stuff. So it's just more than you know, wellness. It's all around wellness.
It's gonna be like a combination of men's fitness and women's fitness magazines.
It's living
merged together.
Living smarter.
Living well, good wines, good cheeses, like that, the food that you wanted us to eat, the chickpeas at the football stadium, that kind of stuff.
I'm just razzing you.
Let's hear what Violet has in store for us tonight, folks, with our new segment. Let's get physical with Violet Illusion. It's time for health and wellness from around the globe. Cutting edge and new. Food, exercise, and preventative care. It's Let's Get Physical with Violet Illusion.
All right. So, as you know, it's the start of a new year, and what everybody does at the end of the last year and the beginning of this year is everyone makes New Year's resolutions. So, and the two most, or I should say the three most popular New Year's resolution are to quit smoking, to get fit, or become more healthy. So, I've got some tips on those, and also, because we just celebrated Christmas and we get, you know, these wonderful gifts. And I found an interesting tip about having a GPS system. So I'm going to share that with you guys. And the first one is, of course, the popular one is when you're starting a new exercise program. So if you are planning on starting a new exercise regimen soon, here's a word of advice. Expect to be miserable. Trust me, you will be miserable for a while. And that's the word from Dr. Tyler Cooper, who is a preventative medicine specialist at the Cooper Aerobic Center in Dallas, Texas. And he says, millions of people vow at the beginning of the new year to get more exercise, but 2 out of 3 Americans are still sedentary, meaning they get little or no exercise at all. So compared with people who exercise regularly, these folks are three times more likely to develop what's called metabolic syndrome. And it's a group of risk factors that includes high blood pressure, higher levels of bad cholesterol, high blood sugar, and obesity. So to help you get started on an exercise plan, here's what you can expect. And this comes from Bottom Line Health. And to begin with, Dr. Cooper says it's a misconception that you have to exercise daily to achieve health benefits. He did a study of about 13,000 people and found that walking just 2 miles in under 30 minutes 3 days a week is all you need to achieve a moderate level of fitness. However, if you haven't exercised regularly in the last 6 months, that basic amount might make you miserable. You'll feel some muscle soreness for a while. You'll just have to accept that and make a commitment to keep going. Don't stop because you feel those pains. You just have to go the next day. You can start easily by walking only to the end of the block for a few days and then gradually increase your distance by about 10% each week until you got that 30 minutes going. Dr. Cooper also says that very few people quit exercising after they reach the six-week mark. Once they've been doing it for about 4 months, they're nearly 100% likely to exercise on a long-term basis. So be sure to get a comprehensive medical checkup before beginning any kind of exercise program. I mean, this is basic knowledge. And it is especially important for men over the age of 40 and older, and for women, it's 50 and over, since we are all at risk at those ages of cardiovascular disease. So, and you can find out more by going to cooperaerobics.com, and I'm going to paste that link into the chat room. And that's a pretty neat website. I checked it out, and they give you all kinds of tips and things like that. All right? Now, regarding eating healthy to, you know, work along with that exercise so you can lose some weight, everybody likes things you have to avoid certain kinds of foods, such as pasta, peanut butter, and cheese. But believe it or not, these are the foods that you shouldn't avoid when you're dieting. Okay? These are what they call, like, evil foods, quote-unquote evil foods. And according to Prevention Magazine, pasta can actually help you lose weight because cooked pasta is about 70% water. And according to research from the British Nutrition Foundation, eating foods with a high water content keeps you fuller longer. That's compared with dry foods. The carbs in the pasta also boost your levels of the feel-good hormone serotonin. And if you're wondering why this is important, when your serotonin levels are low, you feel depressed and irritable, making you more likely to overeat. So just remember that if you eat the pasta at the proper portion, which is about the size of an ice cream scoop, you'll be fine. And make sure that it's a whole grain pasta.
Yeah, like that's going to happen.
Well, whole grain pasta is not bad. So, and I didn't know this. And I read this because I love pasta. So I was like, yes.
Yeah, I know. There's a girl, I don't mean to interrupt you, but there's a girl that Isbia works with, and she won't eat pasta when she's on a diet because she thinks that makes her fat.
Well, now Isbia can tell her this.
Excellent.
Now, here's another food that you shouldn't avoid, which I absolutely love. And I kind of knew this already because a few years ago, I had a trainer that told me that to eat the stuff. And I was like really shocked. But according to research from the Harvard School of Public Health, women who eat one serving of nuts or peanut butter two or more times a week gain fewer pounds than women who rarely eat them. And if you're wondering why this would happen, is because the protein in peanut butter helps you feel full, so you eat less. Protein is the stuff like meat and chicken and all that stuff will make you feel full. So a snack that includes peanut butter helps you stay full for up to 2.5 hours, but a carb-only snack, such as a rice cake, only helps you stay full for 30 minutes. However, peanut butter and nuts are high in calories, so you need to stick with a proper portion, and that proper portion is about the size of a golf ball. So, or, you know, you can just layer a nice little layer of peanut butter on your bread. Or even, you know, I do sometimes, I take a spoon of peanut butter and and I'm fine after that. Okay? And the last food that you shouldn't avoid is cheese. It's a great source of calcium, and not getting enough calcium may trigger the release of a hormone that causes the body to store fat. And, of course, calcium for women is incredibly important, especially when they get, you know, over a certain age, to prevent osteoporosis from settling in. So scientists aren't exactly sure why eating calcium-rich foods is more effective than taking a calcium supplement. So you can go ahead and eat the cheese. And just keep in mind that one serving is the size of 4 dice. Okay? And the last thing about another New Year's resolution, which is smoking, I found that, you know, quitting, I'm a former smoker, and quitting smoking is really tough. And I know, I mean, I deal with the thoughts of having a cigarette almost on a daily basis. So that's the part I'm having trouble with. So if you go to the American Cancer Society, they have great tips on kicking the habit, and, you know, they just tell you what you need to do there. And but if you want to quit smoking, just saying because it's bad for you isn't good enough. You have to get motivated. You need a powerful personal reason to quit. You know, maybe you want to protect your family from secondhand smoke, or maybe the thought of lung cancer frightens you, or maybe you want to look and feel younger because this is especially important for ladies who are afraid of looking older. It does cause you to wrinkle at a younger age, so much quicker, and makes you look older younger. Don't go cold turkey. I did that, but and they say it may be tempting to toss your cigarettes and declare that you've quit. And that seems all plain and simple, but going cold turkey isn't easy to do. And among those who try to stop smoking without therapy or medication, 95% end up relapsing. And now, just so people know, this is my 4th attempt at quitting in my entire lifetime.
I have quit so many times that I have absolutely no interest in quitting, except for maybe there's a pill you can take, I heard, that might give you nightmares. But I can't remember the name of the pill, but I've tried the patch. I've tried everything. I'm having a cigarette right now. I'm not going to quit.
I hate you.
I'm not going to quit. There's no way. I just can't. I've tried. Cutting back is the best I can do. I enjoy it too much. And I'm addicted to it, quite frankly.
Right.
But nothing annoys me more than, like, you get these people at work or friends and stuff like that. Yeah, I quit smoking for New Year's Eve, man. Can I borrow a cigarette? You know, like, you quit
buying.
You quit buying cigarettes. That's all you did.
Well, you know, I have to say, I did at one time quit for 6 years. And one of the things that I did was I stayed away from bars for the longest time because that's where I found that I smoked the most was when I was drinking. So that's when I basically quit drinking on a regular basis, and that helped me quit. And also the other thing is I would always drink a glass of water whenever I had a craving for a cigarette, because the minute you finish the whole glass of water, 8 ounces of water, by the time I got done with the glass of water, the thought of having a cigarette was gone.
Huh.
Because I was concentrating on drinking that entire 8 ounce. Okay, but another tip is don't go it alone. I mean, tell your friends and your family and your coworkers that you're trying to quit, and a lot of them will encourage you to continue not smoking. And I find that at work, you know, when I'm at work and I go, oh, I need a cigarette. I have, you know, one of my, no, you don't. You don't want a cigarette.
See, I don't find it's encouragement though. I find it's more they lay guilt trips on you, which make you want to have cigarettes even more. They should just let you smoke, and then, you know, you start to feel guilty yourself, and I don't know. It's a tough habit to quit. It's a very tough habit to quit, but I encourage anyone that can do it, because maybe if less people smoke, the price will go down.
So those are just some of the tips, and I got this one from WebMD, and here's the link for that. And the one for the from the Cancer Association, this is the link right there. Give me a second here. Oops. There we go. All right. So those are the three New Year's most popular New Year's resolutions. Those are the tips for those. And I have one more thing is now, you know, a lot of us got electronics for Christmas gifts. And one of a big popular electronic to buy for someone is a GPS unit. Okay. But note, these are making it easier for thieves to rob your home by having a GPS unit. Okay.
How does a GPS unit quit you smoking?
Well, it has nothing to do with smoking. This is we're done with the smoking.
Oh, okay. Okay.
Okay. So, according to a report that we found that was found on AOL, GPS devices are the portable you see in many cars, and people keep them there. All right. And actually, this happened in a situation here in Pittsburgh a few months ago during a Britney Spears concert. Okay. What will happen is a thief will steal the GPS unit from a car parked at a mall, for example. Then they'll press the home button and use the device to lead them directly to whoever owns that device's home. Okay. And what happens?
Oh, very interesting.
Yeah. Police say that thieves will be more inclined to rob your home if you steal your GPS device from a luxury car. Okay. Their thinking is, if you can afford to drive an expensive car, you probably have expensive stuff to steal at home too, obviously. Okay? And then if they break into your car, get your GPS unit, and they'll find your garage door opener in your car as well. So that's an easy access. So what they say is to never program your address into a GPS unit. Instead, use an address on a nearby street. That way, you'll still know how to get home, but the thieves will lead it will lead the thieves on a wild goose chase, okay? And always remember your GPS unit when you leave to take your GPS unit with you when you leave your car. You either take it with you or lock in the glove compartment or trunk. It's really important to remember when you're leaving your car at the airport or at a concert because thieves target parked cars at these places. And
you must live in the United States.
Well, yeah, and especially at the airport, if your car is parked at the airport at the long-term parking, they figure you're on vacation somewhere. So, you know, you're not home. So those are just some tips right there, and that's it for getting physical with Violet.
Good job.
looks like USA won.
USA won the gold, folks. Congratulations to the Americans.
Yay!
It's a dark day in Canada.
Yay!
Congratulations.
Now let's see what happens. Thank you. Now let's see what happens during the Olympics.
Oh, you don't stand a chance in that. we're still the masters of the big boys. I'll lay my money down on that one.
Especially since I read a report about a week or so. Oh no, I was actually in Tacoma when I read this report about Team USA being a bunch of young guns.
Oh yeah, well you're going to find we have Sidney Crosby, we have Denny Malkin,
we have quite a few
of your Pittsburgh Penguins on our team. Anyway, folks, that was Let's Get Physical with Violet Illusion. For week one, we'll have more of that next week when we come back on the air. And look for our new WordPress homepage, and we will definitely keep all the links and have a special tab just for this segment so we can get you into healthy living and how to feel great about yourself.
Right.
Violet Illusion, and Let's Get Physical, a new segment on Double Talk Radio. And we'd like to hear all your opinions about all our new segments and what you think and what we can improve. KKLiveRadio@yahoo.com. And you are listening to Episode 1 of Double Talk Radio Season 2 right now. Heard live on Talk Shoe every Tuesday night at 10 p.m. Eastern. Okay, well, let's go into another segment that we've got. We're going to bring you not just the news that you hear every night when you're sitting around the telly, but we have dug in deep into the inbox of Balloon Boy to bring you some weird news from around the globe.
Okay. Yes. And the school is in a panic, and I'm in the library. I've got students down under the table, kids. Heads under the table. I saw a scene outside. I was in heaven.
From the inbox, a balloon boy. Weird news from around the globe.
And my God, the window went out. And the kid standing there with me, I think he got hit.
We've got help on the way, ma'am.
Okay. Oh, God.
Stay in the line. Let's go.
Some pretty unbelievable pictures coming to us live from KUSA, and we have this on delay, and for very good reason. A six-year-old boy, we are being told, is actually inside what is being called an experimental aircraft. As you can see, it's just floating along the, within the sky here. This is Larimer County, Colorado.
Okay, folks, from the box of weird news, the inbox of Balloon Boy, we do have a few stories to tell you about tonight. I've got a few, and Scott does as well. I'm going to start with a story that comes out of British Columbia, Canada. The headline says, "A dog saves 11-year-old Canadian boy from a cougar attack." This is from Boston Bar, British Columbia. A golden retriever named Angel saved an 11-year-old Canadian boy from a cougar attack this past Saturday. The incident took place about 5:30 p.m. while Austin Foreman was bringing wood in from a wheelbarrow from the family woodpile to the house. While pushing the wheelbarrow, Foreman noticed the dog barking all over the yard. That was when the cougar started coming toward Foreman and Angel intercepted. Foreman ran inside the house and his mother, Sherry Foreman, called 911. Fortunately, RCMP Constable Chad Grayville was half a kilometer away when he was informed by a 911 dispatcher of the cougar attack, according to reports. Grayville shot the cougar, which had Angel in its mouth, twice in the hindquarters and on the head. A neighbor who heard the commotion pulled the dog from the cougar's mouth. Initially, both cougar and dog were lifeless, but after a few minutes, Angel, which was bloodied, gurgled, and spit up, then started to breathe again.
Ew.
The dog lived.
Ow.
The dog lived.
Hmm.
You got one for us, Scotty?
I have something about Michael Jackson.
Hmm.
Says Michael Jackson's ripe for sniffing thanks to perfume. If you love Michael Jackson's music, now you can wear the King of Pop's fragrance thanks to a perfume that has been made using DNA samples from his hair. An LA-based company called MyDNA Fragrance claims to engineer scents from human genetic codes. Firm recently joined forces with John Reznikoff, who has the world's largest collection of historical hair, including some of the late singers. Claims on its website, DNA can be extracted from hair shafts with or without the follicle intact. MyDNA Fragrance has analyzed this guy's private collection of celebrity hair and is now engineering exclusive to celebrity. They're selling perfume that has been made from hair from Elvis Presley, Marilyn Monroe, Napoleon Bonaparte, and even Edward IV.
Wow.
Interesting.
Yeah.
Very interesting. Tell me now, have you guys heard this one? The Vampire King can rule from prison.
Huh.
It looks like human law is more powerful than vampire law. Self-described vampire king Rocky Flash was sentenced to 2 years in prison for threatening to beat, torture, dismember, and decapitate and impale a judge and his children. The judge had the nerve to order Flash to keep away from a woman he had met on an online dating site. Flash 45 is the leader of Vampire Nation, a website devoted to people who believe they're undead bloodsuckers and those who want to, be sucked by them. There's even a blood donor's bill of rights for them. I have no idea why anyone would want to avoid this charmer. For more on this one-of-a-kind vampire oddball, be sure to check his story and the link if you type in Vampire Nation Vampire spelled V-M-P-Y-R-E. You can read more about these people, and they are very strange. I looked it up last night, and they actually have tips for drinking blood. And one of the tips is for new vampires who have just found out that they've been awakened, is the term they use. And they tell you to mix it with a little bit of pop, and it kind of knocks the bite out.
Yeah.
No.
You got any more?
I've got a few more.
Okay, go ahead. I've got one more.
You guys have heard of the Darwin Awards, right?
The Darwin what?
It's called the Darwin Awards. Basically, these awards are given out to people who have just done stupid things to themselves and basically have taken themselves a gene pool. I'll give you kind of this example. Two bank robbers who blew themselves up trying to make a sizable withdrawal from an ATM have been declared the 2009 winners of the Darwin Awards, while the first woman to be nominated third. Organizers say the annual prize is given to those doing most to improve the human gene pool by removing themselves from it. This year, the dubious first place went to the pair of bungling thieves in Belgium who wildly overestimated the amount of dynamite they needed to rob a bank. They both were killed when the blast demolished the entire building the ATM was housed in.
Oh. Oh, boy.
And there's the guy that was basically had the second place. Let's see. Bank robbers just edged ahead of the of a Florida man, Sean Matero, who was stuck in traffic in a traffic jam when nature called. Got out of his car and jumped over a concrete wall to find a more secluded spot. Unfortunately, he had not realized he was on a bridge and fell 65 feet to his death.
The organizers said
the accident proved you should look before you leak.
Okay.
Brennan Tippett drove her moped through a police roadblock straight into a flooded river. After being rescued by police, she jumped back into the water to rescue her vehicle and drowned.
Oh, jeez.
Yeah.
Not a good way to start the new year.
No, not at all.
Now, how about this one? We've all heard so much about global warming. This story coming out of Tallahassee, Florida, the past couple of days. It's entitled Icebox. Got some bad news for you folks. A bitter chill settled in across the eastern half of North America, threatening crops, closing schools, and making Charleston, South Carolina feel more like New York City. The National Weather Service says an Arctic high pressure system will keep temperatures 15 to 20 degrees below normal. Record snows were reported over the weekend in Vermont, and the farmers in Florida scrambled Monday to save strawberries and tomatoes. Everybody's going to be shivering from this one all the way down to Florida, said meteorologist Sam Hernan of the National Weather Service. This is a widespread pattern across the whole eastern North America, the whole eastern half of the continent. It is going to be an icebox. They're expecting a high of 32 in Atlanta tomorrow. And there's been all kinds of people in car wrecks.
Mm-hmm.
They're also predicting a winter storm to hit the East Coast on Thursday with as much as 4 inches more of snow.
Yeah.
Wow.
Kind of glad I live this way.
Yeah, you're in the West, so you're pretty safe. I guess there was a nuclear power plant that shut down in Lower Alloways Creek, New Jersey. Because of the ice on the Delaware River, it said Salem Unit Number 2 was shut down around 8 p.m. and is still not up and going as we go to airtime.
Huh.
Yeah, well, I noticed on the three rivers here, there's chunks of ice on each of the rivers.
It's cold. No doubt about that.
It's very cold. And, Scotty, prepare for this next winter.
Yeah.
I'm gonna,
what's that?
I said you're changing your mind now.
Yeah, sorry, Violet. The farthest I can go is like Wyoming, I think. Or maybe Illinois.
There may be a negotiation, folks, in effect for home base for Violet and
Hawaii. We're going
to
Hawaii.
I'm used to winter. All we do in winter is wait around for summertime.
Yes, yeah. But that's when most of the babies are conceived.
Mm-hmm.
Agreed.
That's why cold weather is nice. You know, you've got to hold on to each other to keep warm.
Isabel wants to head to Jamaica. I'm all for it.
Oh, yeah.
All right. You got any more, Scott?
I got one more. I'll save the rest for next week. How's this for persistence? South Korean woman has passed a written exam for a driver's license after 950 attempts. She attempted the test almost every day since April of 2005. She passed the written exam with a score of 60. Police official at the driver's license agency in south of Seoul said. She now has to pass a driving test before getting her license. She told the Korean Times newspaper she needed the license for a vegetable selling business.
Oh my God.
Unbelievable.
Goodness.
Well, that is persistent.
They let her do it every day. I mean, I know here in Pennsylvania you have to wait 30 days or something like that. There's a waiting time.
Well, let's see, 950 attempts since 2005. I'm sure she missed a couple days, but still. Holy mackerel. You think she would have gotten it right sooner or later, not after 950 attempts.
I know. I mean, like, how many questions can there be? You think she has a test memorized by now?
There's enough to be said for her peripheral vision, I guess. Holy mackerel. 950 tries. Give
950 tries.
Now she's going to do the driving part of it? Oh, scary.
You know, it reminds me of my kid watches SpongeBob SquarePants, and he's still trying to get his license for that boat. I think he's been trying for about 10 years. Anyway, folks, we promise and we deliver the stories that mainstream media just won't tell you about. From the inbox of Balloon Boy, only on Double Talk Radio.
And go on the news and make millions of dollars. Up next on the evening news, are your kids safe from a weather balloon tragedy such as tonight? An inside look at what could happen to your kids if they play around weather balloons.
Indeed. Some interesting stories. Who needs to watch the news?
Yeah,
who needs
absolutely.
To watch the news?
I like that last one. That was hilarious.
That was good. What am I looking for here? I had a piece of paper, and now I can't find it. Coming next week on Double Talk Radio, stories that you won't hear speaking of stories that you won't hear anywhere else, a little story that we've entitled 22 Hours of Night. The Jordan and Terrence Tutu story. This is going to be a story of two brothers that grew up in Inuvik, which is in the far, far north of Canada. Two brothers that played hockey, and it's a story of success and tragedy at the same time. The story of Jordan, who goes on to play in the NHL, and the story of Terrence, who committed suicide. So stay tuned to Double Talk Radio. And you will hear more about these things. Okay, we're going to take a short break here, and we'll be right back on Double Talk Radio to move into our next segment and wrap things up.
You are listening to DTR 2010 Season 2, the podcast. Double Talk Radio is recorded live every Tuesday night on TalkShoe. Show ID 58563. Also available on demand on TalkShoe and at doubletalk.podomatic.com. You can email us any questions or concerns at kkliveradio@yahoo.com. We are on Twitter, Double Talk Radio, and add us to Facebook, Double Talk Radio. Once again, you are listening to DTR 2010, Season 2, the podcast. Indeed, Double Talk Radio. Double K joined, as always, by Violet and producer Scotty. Okay, on to the closing end of our show here. Another new segment that we brought on board for this episode. By the way, if anyone besides me would like the return of PodFan and would actively participate in it, let us know, kkliveradio@yahoo.com. I got a new MP3 player for Christmas. I've been listening to a lot of podcasts, and I enjoy them. So let me know. Let us know, please.
Yeah, I think it would be cool to get it, have it come back.
Yeah, I enjoyed it. And,
yeah, we
found
have
a lot,
some good ones.
Found a lot of good podcasts that way. So stay tuned. We'll let you know. Let us know. Look for our new page on WordPress coming very soon.
Yeah, that's how we found Shattered Planet.
Indeed, we did.
Yep.
Indeed, we did.
Some other really good ones.
Mm-hmm.
Yes. Okay, folks, let's go into some Back Road Cafe.
What's your favorite scary movie?
Ghost stories, strange happenings, and urban legends from around the globe. It's time now for Double K's Believe It or What.
It has been said.
Been a ghost of a beautiful young girl who has been appearing near Greensboro since 1923. She stands next to the U.S. Highway number 70 underpass in a white evening gown and waves frantically for someone to stop and pick her up. This is the story of Lydia, the Greensboro hitchhiker. It's one of the most popular ghost stories in North Carolina lore, ranking right up there with Brown Mountain Lights and the Devil's Tramping Ground. Unlike those hauntings, though, Lydia seems to have a basis firmly in fact. The story begins with a man named John who is driving from Raleigh back to Greensboro late one night in 1925. As night drivers often are, John is very tired and wanting nothing more than to get his nice warm bed. The fog on this night is especially bad during the Highway 70 underpass. John notices a figure coming out of the fog. It's a young lady in an evening gown who is trying to flag John down. John stops and asks her what's wrong. "I had an argument with my boyfriend and I need a ride back to High Point," she says. John tells her to get in and they begin to drive. She is dripping wet and eerily quiet, giving short answers to his questions as if she answers at all. Finally, they make it to High Point and she gives him an address. They reach the dark house and John gets out to open the door for him. He opens the door and finds his passenger seat empty. Confused, John rings the bell on the home, thinking that she may have slipped inside without him seeing. A few seconds later, the lights in the house come on and an older woman comes to the door. Perplexed, John tells her of the young girl that flagged him down near the underpass asking for a ride. Now in tears, the woman tells him that that was her daughter who died in a car crash a few years ago. She's trying to get home, but never quite makes it. The lady says goodbye and closes the door as John gets in his car and heads home, forever touched by the ghost of a girl trying to get home. There are multiple stories of this happening in Greensboro, South Carolina. So, folks,
for. This week, we leave you with that little ghost story. And it's up to you whether you believe it or what.
What's your favorite scary movie?
Ghost stories, strange happenings, and urban legends from around the globe. It's time now for Double K's Believe It or What. There you have it, folks. Believe it or what?
Creepy.
Yes. I love ghost stories. I love sitting around the campfire.
I know, so do I. And you see, that's why they tell you not to pick up hitchhikers.
You know, weird things happen. Like we've been to this place in Lucan, Ontario. I don't know if anyone's ever heard of the Black Donnellys. I don't have time to tell the story, but Google the Black Donnellys. One of Canada's most notorious families. And we go and we visit the graveyard. And if you go in the day, it's very educational. But if you go in the evening, weird things happen. You start to see, hear horse hooves down the Roman line. Flashlight batteries will go out on you. It starts to get cloudy on a clear night. Very strange.
Wow.
Very strange. And Isbia would like us to do a recap on the Black Donnellys. Well, maybe we will.
Yeah, maybe you should. Maybe you should. I mean, that's the same thing with the old the Winchester Mansion in San Jose, California.
Well, folks, we'll bring you a different story every week. I think Scott has one for us from Washington next week.
Was it a TV show?
What's that, the Black Donnellys?
Uh-huh.
Yes, I do believe it was a, there are a ton of books that have been written, but it was a TV show, Canadian produced.
Yeah, because all I'm getting is information about the TV show.
Yeah, no, you should type in Black Donnellys, Lucan, Ontario. Let me see if I can find you a link.
Lucan, is it L-U-K-E-N?
L-U-C-A-N. Let me see, because I'm in Canada.
L-U-C-A-N.
Black Donnellys, Lucan, Ontario. Let's see here. Pages from Canada. See if I can pull some up for you real quick. It definitely would be worth doing a story. Okay, here you go.
Ah, okay.
Did you find it here?
Yes.
Let me copy the link and I'll put it in the homepage. It is quite simply www.donnellys.com.
Yep. Do you type in the link? Because I have it.
I got it here. It's up to you. There's the link.
Hmm.
Maybe we'll cover that story one night. It's a very interesting story. I encourage anyone to read it. Very, very fascinating. Where the bad guys are good guys and the good guys are bad guys.
Interesting. Very interesting.
Well, kids, all I can say is we start the playoffs this week, don't we? NFL playoffs. We're ready to rumble.
Yes.
Yeah, we got some. It should get interesting. The Colts dropped 2 in a row. The Saints dropped 3 in a row. The Eagles fell flat to the Cowboys.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely.
I think they were sandbagging myself. So I don't have the games in front of me, but another Bronco fan. anyway, where do they find these people? Anyhow. It should be interesting. We'll be running into the playoffs. I'm gonna stick to my guns. Like I was saying to Gartex the one night you guys were off, I am going to go. Man, my better judgment is telling me Chargers right now, but I'll go Eagles, Colts.
Eagles, Colts. You're still with the Eagles?
Well, they've been playing well, man. I'm not impressed with New Orleans at all.
Well, I don't know.
That's just my pick. Feel free to give your own before we go off the air here.
I don't know. I'm still going to say Colts, New Orleans.
Okay, and you know
I'm gonna go out on a limb.
Scotty, what are you saying? Jets, Cardinals? Scotty? We've lost our producer, Scotty. He's probably lost in some. He's been sucked in by his computer or something.
No.
I know.
Colts.
Gartek. Colts.
And I don't know. How about Jets?
They're in the same division. They're in the same division, Scott.
Okay, then we'll do no idea. Colts and
Well, you know what's going to be fun, Violet, is when we have sports trivia, and it's you and I against Isbia and Scott. We'll crush them.
No.
And
I can't wait to get Gartek. Gartek in the
Minnesota
chat room is
versus New England.
Okay, and
Gartek is being a smart man.
Colts versus the Dodgers.
Dodgers.
Colts and the Dodgers. I like it.
Okay. How about Colts and Jets? Or the Eagles?
The Colts can't play the Jets. They're in the same division.
Oh.
And the Jets aren't going to win their first game,
hey,
okay?
The
Jets
Colts
aren't even going to.
Scott,
the
go
Jets
for
beat
Who's going to win the Memorial Cup, Scott? The Seattle Thunderbirds? I mean, give me a break.
Oh. Oh, this is too much fun.
Well, ladies and gentlemen, you have been listening to Double Talk Radio. If you would like to join us in the post chat for a few minutes, please do so. In order to do that, you have to join us live, though, on Talk Show, show ID 58563, Double Talk Radio. This is DTR 2010, Season 2, Episode 1. Please download if you missed anything, because it was a quite entertaining show. Add us on Facebook, Double Talk Radio. You can hear all the updates on Twitter, Double Talk Radio. Email the show, kkliveradio@yahoo.com.
Hey, and we got a shout-out for the Portland Winterhawks.
Okay, I'll go for
that.
Mostly Canadian boys on that team, too. A good Western Hockey League team.
So, Scott,
no one can beat the Spitfires. No one can beat the Spitfires. Come pronto.
You know, it's really funny, too, because Scott's parents are huge. I mean, like, they constantly watch sports. I mean, what they watched mostly when I was up in Tacoma was football, was the bowl games.
Hey,
you know,
can we do Colts?
And they made, like, a little party out of it. It was kind of cool. You can do who? Colts and who?
Chargers.
And the Chargers? Ooh.
Mm-hmm. Colts can't play the Chargers either.
Well, crap.
I just say Colts and the Eagles.
Good night, everybody.
Okay, Colts Eagles.
Say good night, Scott.
Good night, Scott.
Good man. That's what I wanted you to say. Good night, Violet.
Good night.
Wait.
Before we go, I do want to mention one thing. A quick
night, John Boy.
Okay. Today, Google unveiled their Nexus One, what they're calling the Superphone, and so check it out. It's pretty cool, and it's the new Android phone that's out there, and you can get it unlocked for $530. Just go to the Google website, and also you can get it for about $180 with a contract, a two-year contract with T-Mobile. And in the spring of this year, Verizon will also be offering it under their system. So,
excellent.
And Vodafone as well. But that's
we'll
Europe.
We'll see you on the after show, folks. Tonight we have been brought to you by the Google Phone and Playtex Sports tampons. Okay. Good night.
Good night, everybody.
Good night.
You have been listening to a live, pre-recorded show of Double Talk Radio. Tune in next Tuesday around the water cooler for more DTR. Double Talk. Double Talk. Radio. Double Talk. Double Talk. Radio. Good night, everyone.